following presentation, QMUL's T&E activities in China, was given by Yasir Al-Fadal of Queen Mary University London at Network Shop 42 in April 2014.
Good afternoon, everyone. My talk, I'm afraid, is not going to be so technical, because what I would report to you, or what I would like to talk about, is our experience for the joint program with between Queen Mary University of London and our partners in China. And basically, it's the title of my talk is QMUL's T&E activities in China. Really, it's to start with. Of course, my name is Yasir Al-Fadal. If anyone wishes to communicate with me later on, that's my email address. What I will talk about today, it's the JP model that we have between ourselves and our partners, BUPT, and in fact, Nanchang University as well. The partnerships that we have are pretty unique because we can claim that we are the first in the UK to establish such partnerships with Chinese universities. The reason being is that we have equal partnership between two universities. We don't have a campus our unique campus in China, but rather we have partnerships. And that on its own has established or has created challenges because with the model we have is the fly-in professor model, which means that each of us will have to travel on a regular basis to our partner, deliver the materials that we want to deliver, coming back to the UK, and that means a lot more, we have to rely on networks to communicate with our students and with our colleagues in China. So we'll talk about that in a bit more detail later. And then I'll talk about the network issues and challenges that we've faced. Basically, the program has started since 2004 and it has gone through major expansions in 2013, 14 with Nanchang. And through that experience, we've encountered many challenges. I'll talk about that in a second. And then after that, we talk about the solutions that we came across, and then, of course, the conclusions, as usual. So what is the JP? What is the joint program that we have between Queen Mary and our partners in China? Basically, it's unique in a way that it's jointly designed between two universities to meet the requirements of both sides, in a way that our students in China will, when they graduate, or when, throughout their studies, they will do half of what they do through the Chinese university, in English, of course, and then the other half we will do. The design itself will take into account that basically we make use of the best worlds at both ends. They are being very strong in maths, we are strong in the applications and so on, and in fact in the analysis techniques. So we make best use of both worlds, as one says, and at the end, when the student graduates, they will have two degrees rather than one. So that's the uniqueness of the program that we do. The first program that we have has been established, as I said, since 2004 with Beijing BUPT, which is basically Beijing Post and Telecom University, which is one of the top universities in its field for telecommunications, as the name may suggest. That's based in Beijing, as I said, and it's based on the fact that our students will have a dual award by the time they finish. We have three main streams where the students can join, and the program at the moment it has more than 500, 600 students a year, so you can see the scale, and of course they will last for 4 years until they graduate. The other partnership that we have, it has been established since 2013, and this one is with Nanchang University. And with Nanchang University, it's slightly different because we don't want to affect our earlier partnership. So the field that we look into is mainly biomedical sciences. So you can see from the first talk here that one site is in Beijing and the other site is in Nanchang, two different geographical locations. So later on when I talk about the network challenges, we will see that we still have problems. Maybe one of them will be resolved, but the other still has some issues. So for the BUPT one, in fact, all of them, they are based on the fly-in faculty or the fly-in professor model, as I said. We have over 500 students being enrolled into the program, the Beijing one only. And of course, the other one has its own admissions as well. And as I said, it will last for 4 years. The first 2 years are taught in English via basically by our partners, and the latter 2 years by us, by flying lecturers. There are about 20 of us. We basically lecture at Queen Mary. We do with our students as usual, but also we travel on a regular basis. So for every module, you can see that. Is there any pointer? I think I'm just going to use the mouse. No, you can't see. Yeah. So basically, for every module, we travel 4 times. Every travel will be within a week, and within that week, we deliver about what's equivalent to 10 hours of contact time with students. By the time we come back, of course, we have to meet our students on a regular basis, we have to do tutorials, and we have to have meetings with our colleagues in China, and therefore we need a lot of, there's a lot of demand on the network. And as I said, that's something that is a major there. A bit more details about the scale of the JP in Beijing. The reason I talk too much about the Beijing one rather than the Nanchang one, because I always traveled there since it was created. So basically at the moment we have about 25 modules on the JP, whereas in London we have 24. So you can see that the scale, in fact, the number of students exceeds the entire department, the number of students in the department in London. So our students in Beijing are represent a major sector of our students as a whole. The contact hours, as I said, with the JP ones, also because of the fact that we have to condense a lot of information within 2 years to meet our University of London requirements for the student to graduate. So we have 44 hours contact for every module with the students, whereas in London we only have 33, again, so that shows that we have to spend more time with them. Because of the fact that we have different systems, we have to also adhere by certain rules in China. That is to say, no students should ever fail. They will have repeated exams until they pass, of course, within reason. And then after that, there will be other scenarios. So at the moment, we have to account to that. And of course, that means you have to support the students a lot more than what we have on campus in London as well. And there are, of course, because we have to meet certain modules, of course, this is beyond the scope of this one, the student has to meet certain requirements or certain modules to pass from the Beijing side to qualify for the partner degree as well. So what does the student need, and what are the network requirements that we focus on as part of the JP? Our students in Beijing, as I said, they are part of our system. They are Queen Mary students, so we have to provide them with everything that our local students have. So one of the things that, of course, in fact, a list of things that we have to provide, for example, MySys, which is a system where we enter the student details, the registration details, the transcripts, grades, and so on. Of course, the student will not have direct access to that, but our colleagues in China, when they enter the marks, when we have to discuss board meetings and so on, or even the registration itself, they will have to have access to MySys. And we have virtual learning environments, or QM+, which is basically a fancy name for Moodle. Almost all the courses are, in fact, managed through that system. And it's based in London, so students have to have access to that as well. Interestingly to say that when we deployed the system, we started it at the JP first, based in London, but the JP students used it, and then the campus ones have, purely because of the scale. As I said, we have a lot more students in there than we have in London as well. They have to have access to the library, e-books, e-journals, and so on. Again, because we have to invest a lot and provide that to our students, but they should be able to access that. So again, that's another requirement for the network. In addition to that, you'll have to have access to the email systems. They need to use their emails, they need to reach us, and they need to, when we need to establish meetings or tutorials with certain students, or all of them, per se, then we have so far used a number of instant messaging systems, or such as Skype, OmniJoin, Link. In fact, we tried many, many other systems, so you name it. So From what you see here, you can see that there is a huge demand on the bandwidth, of course, because there's a huge number of students. Sometimes they have to submit a coursework all at once, and they need to be able to access the system, so resilience as well. And of course, because we have to use some video or instant messaging systems, again, so the latency of the network is an issue as well. So basically, because of the flying professor model, or the flying faculty, as I called it earlier, we have to have, there's a huge demand on lectures, meetings, tutorials, and other form of communications by the network. And also, just to say that as well, some of our staff are based in London, some of us based in Japan, and they sometimes travel to China and then have to go back again. So you can see that we have to reach Beijing from different locations as well. But our main focus is how to get there from London, and that's our main focus. Basically, so from our experience from 2004 until recently, we've encountered a lot of difficulties, and the difficulty mainly arises from the fact that the traffic tend to go towards the United States rather than going through the shorter distance towards Europe and therefore and to the UK. So the delays and packet losses were significant, and I'll show you some of the measurements we have done. And basically, then we had to work around that by creating many solutions. Sometimes we tried to create tunnels, VPN tunnels through different routes. We even looked at leasing certain lines from Chinese providers to London and tried to address some of that. But recently, of course, Janet has provided the one with China relationships has improved, so we have better links. And, of course, one of the other challenges is that you can assume that on campus, when you have the traffic from the campus in China, the traffic will go through the Cernet, and then whatever partnership with Janet can create a good link. But in other cases, we realize that the students are based in their accommodations, and there are different vendors. They use their own ISPs, and that has created other problems as well. So that's another issue we needed to look at. I can see that some animations have disappeared here, but what I could talk about here is the fact that our measurements, or our, we tried to trace some of the packets. Some of the packets went to the United States and then back to the UK. Some of them went, in one of the measurements that I've done myself, hopped around in China in some places and then went all the way to Germany, and from Germany went to the US, and then from the US went back to the UK. And you can see the lot of struggle out there. So, really, I mean, that's, I think if I talk about a lot of issues, and these are just snapshots of some of the emails that we had exchanged, and these are the nice ones. Sometimes we get frustrated. And basically here, so we're talking about fixes of problems and that we've encountered to the ITS. So basically, there's a slowness of the network at some point in time, which has caused issues where we didn't have access to QM Plus or the registration system, which is SITS. Other cases, we had problems with emails. So basically, we're losing a lot of packets, and that's creating problems. And then we created some tunnels between QM and BUPT, and that tunnel had other problems as well. So that's another email exchanges we had. So basically, I don't have to go through the details. The idea is that we struggled a lot to establish a proper connection between the UK and China programs. To save time, I'm aware of the fact that I've passed some of my time. So basically, we've done measurements. And as I said, this is one of the measurements I've done myself, basically to trace the routes of the packets. As I said, as I've shown before, from the hotel, which is basically facing the campus, we've done that. And as I said, if you try to trace these IP addresses, you'll see that they hop around in China, and then they went to Germany, US, and back to London. But then another measurement, if I compare that after, I think, earlier this year, we did this measurement, and we've noticed a huge improvement. The fact that the packets, in fact, I think they followed the proper Cernet circles and went to Janet and back to us. And we have, again, this is some measurements that we've done. We have 180 milliseconds against 300 milliseconds before, which is only a few months earlier. So in conclusion, really, basically what we want is what's Orient Plus is in fact is providing now is to make use of that, and hopefully it will improve the experience that we have, which we have already encountered, by the way. For the London to Beijing case, we have noticed a difference in that, but we still are struggling with the one with Nanchang, especially with certain parts of the system. So in conclusion, we had no control over the network paths. So how did the packets jump from one side to another? How did they hop around? And the network demand to meet our characteristic and requirements for the JP model, because we said that it's the flying professor means that you'll have to do more communication with a large number of students. We've tried many, many solutions. As I said, we tried tunneling. We tried to even approach certain providers to try and see leased lines. But of course, the best one was the one with Janet, which is the alliance between Cernet and Janet, has provided evident solutions so far for the Beijing part. But as I said, we are struggling with the Nanjing one. Okay, so thank you so much. And I do apologize for passing some of my time. So.
That's okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This recording was brought to you by Janet Training as part of NetWorkshop Online. Further information is available on our website at www.ja.net/training.